has been true for a while now. This is an invasion. Unless Mexico is credibly threatened with concrete measures that would harm its economy, AMLO will not act to alleviate the illegal immigration crisis. Would you consider this an invasion? And is there more we could be doing with respect to pressuring Mexico?
I don't think it's an invasion. It is an immigration crisis. It's a national security issue. But I think you got to be careful throwing around words like invasion. It was that kind of wording that led the deranged guy to go shoot up the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh, killing folks a couple of years ago. And I think that kind of rhetoric is irresponsible. But it is a crisis. We have to solve it. And we had a wonderful chance in February when conservative Republican Senator James Lankford negotiated with Democrats and the White House and his own caucus to come up with a packet of measures, really significant measures, to control the border. And then after we basically had a deal, Donald Trump said, don't vote for this deal. We would rather complain about this for the next 9 months than fix the problem. Donald Trump was willing to let more fentanyl come over the border, killing more Americans, to try to gain a political edge rather than find a solution. We've got a good solution on the table. We should act to do it in a bipartisan way.
That's Senator Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I disagree with him. And that's one of the reasons why they're losing Hispanics. They will probably lose Hispanics in the presidential election. Donald J. Trump will most probably win the Hispanic vote. Stay where you are. Coming up, the Sweet 16. Yeah, the Sweet 16 is coming up in March Madness. We'll talk about who survived and who fell by the wayside. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Golden Knights are picking up points at a crucial time of the season. After Saturday night's 4-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, VGK has just 12 games left on their regular season schedule. They hold a 4-point lead over the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and that's who they play tonight, 5 o'clock faceoff in St. Louis. One is done and the other moves on. We are talking about UNLV basketball. On Saturday, the Lady Rebels were eliminated from the NC2A tournament, falling to Creighton 87-73. The Runnin' Rebels are still in the NIT, taking out Boston College 79-70 last night at the Thomas and Mack. UNLV will head back to New Jersey this week, where they'll take on top-seeded Seton Hall. 4 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Jennifer Say, who walked away from the head job at Levi Strauss because she was so upset at the COVID response, she's founded her own company now. Awesome story. We'll break it all down with her.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Fall is here and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm just getting word of a new accident at the Southern Beltway interchange on 215 eastbound at I-15 as we consult our KMZQ traffic cameras. Not seeing anything slower than usual in the area. Again, the only reported accident on the freeways, Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound approaching I-15. I got a couple of problem spots off the freeways. West Side injury accident at Flamingo and Durango, and also one on East Sahara at Paradise. Cool temperature is going to be around for at least another day. We'll only get to the upper 60s. We'll have winds, though, gusting up around 25 miles per hour today. 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. The Sweet 16 has been set for March Madness, and the first round was littered with upsets. We didn't have the upsets over the weekend that we did earlier. Let's stop by the sports desk and check in with Mark Thomas, who joins us. We had a bunch of upsets in that first round, not so much in the second round.
Right. Thursday was the big one, and that was Kentucky getting ousted by Oakland, which has now been eliminated themselves. But curiously, all top seeds, or number one seeds from each region, remain. That's Houston, UConn, North Carolina, and Purdue, all still eligible. For my part of the Sweet 16, I have 9 teams left. Not sure if that's good. That's probably
wow.
I don't know if that's good. I don't think that's good. That's probably pretty bad, actually.
But your number one's still there, Houston, right?
Yes, I have Houston. Seems like there's always one double-digit seed to advance to the Sweet 16. This year, just one, and that is NC State. They're an 11 seed in the South bracket. They beat Oakland, which, as I said, took out Kentucky last Thursday, what has easily been the biggest upset of the tournament so far.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I want to ask you about the Runner Rebels. They're still alive, and they head to New Jersey.
They do. Yep. They beat Boston College last night, 79-70 at the Thomas and Mack Center. So they started off in Princeton last Wednesday, and that's in New Jersey, of course, and beat them to advance to the round of 16.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you'd call it. And that's where they beat Boston. So they're not now. They're headed back to New Jersey to play Seton Hall on Wednesday, and it'll be 4 o'clock. That is on Seton Hall's floor.
And they're top seeded. Am I right, Seton Hall?
Seton Hall is, yes.
Top 22-12, and that'll be a 4 o'clock tip off on Wednesday. Is that going to have TV? Are we going to be able to see that?
Last night I was able to stream the game on Hulu.
Okay,
so that's where if that's what you have, that's where I'd look. Curiously, back to the NCAA tournament, 22,114,628 ESPN brackets. How many perfect ones left?
None. How many?
Not a one.
No,
they're all done.
Now I want to know what Mattress Mack's going to do now.
Well, he's still alive. I mean, literally and figuratively Well, he's got Houston winning it all for do we know what he's wagered? It's got to be
$1 million.
$1 million. Okay. So he's still around Houston as long as Houston is. More locally from the Mountain West, San Diego State, which went to the NCAA tournament finals last year, they moved on to the Sweet 16.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are not done with March Madness. And again, the Sweet 16 coming up this weekend. Mark, always good, man. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Mark Thomas at the Sports Desk joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Jennifer Say, who walked away from the head job at Levi Strauss because she was so upset at the COVID response, she's founded her own company now. Awesome story. We'll break it all down with her.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You too can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com, where there is so much to take away from the Long Life Era community. If you could pick just one message you want to convey to the members, what could that be?
And those members are a lot of people who listen to this radio station right this very minute. So if you're listening, I am speaking to you. I want you to know, if nobody has told you lately, that we are the national treasures of wisdom in this country. In every other country of the world, those who are living in their long life era are revered, honored, respected, and celebrated. But in America, we have this anti-aging culture, and it places us in a very uncomfortable position, especially when, as we said a few segments ago, that we are looking at stereotypes of older people who are objectified and made fun of. And that's not fair to us, because we know, those of us who are living in our long life era, that we have lived a life that has given us the wisdom that can help so many other people. And so we have to know that ourselves. We have to tell that to ourselves. We have to tell it to each other and hope that over a small period of time, as we do this, we're not doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it for our children and our grandchildren and the generations to come, that we are the national treasures of wisdom in America and have so much left to give.
Embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com and on social media. You're in.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, did I have fun. Did I have fun on Saturday. Went out to the Aliante to see Sinatra and Streisand together again. Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, they were absolutely spellbinding. They were wonderful. And a lot of folks came out on my recommendation, said, and I got a chance to meet a bunch of them. It was really fun to see a bunch of listeners having fun at the Aliante. They're going to be doing more of that, and we'll be doing more of that. So be advised. I'm going to change things up a little bit, if that's okay, because I want you to hear from Eric Trump. In fact, let's go to cut one. We're going to go to cut one, guys. So I'm changing things up a little bit. This was Eric Trump on Sunday Morning Futures on the prospects of raising $500 million. Here it is.
I'm trying to understand how this number came about, $454 million or $464 million, and what the real number is. How did they come up with this number?
You know what? It was a crooked number. There are no victims. There is no number.
Right.
The number should be zero. My father's run a great company. I run a great company. We've never had a default. We've never missed a payment. We've never been in a breach of covenant. Every single one of our lenders came out, and he goes out, and the judge comes out and says, you know, I want to take disgorgement. I want to go back, and I want to take interest rates that you paid on mortgages and put it up to 10, 11, 12% and go back 20 years. And we already won this in the appellate court. The appellate court already said that there's a statute of limitation, that 99% of what he put in there is thrown out. But, Maria, this isn't about this. This is lawfare. They want to hurt my father, who is winning the presidential race right now. He's beating Biden in every single poll, in every single swing state. He came out and said he wants to put hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign.
Right.
And how do they deprive him of that? They have that judge that you have on the screen right there come up with an astronomical number, give you zero time to post a bond that's not even commercially available in the United States. No one's ever seen a bond this size. Every single person, when I came to them saying, hey, can I get a $500 million bond? Maria, they were laughing. They were laughing.
Yeah.
Top executives of the largest surety companies had never seen anything of this size. And what, they're going to start seizing assets if he can't put up something that's not available in the United States?
You said there were no victims. No one lost any money. You've paid everything back in plenty of time. So have you heard from the business community in New York? Are you disappointed that you're not hearing more outrage from others? I mean, I've certainly heard from Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. He says he's questioning whether or not he'll ever do business in New York again because of this.
Sure. And by the way, and Joe Rogan's talking about it every single day, and everybody else is talking about it. The entire Florida real estate community is laughing. The judge said that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. You can't buy anything on the island of Palm Beach for $18 million, let alone by far the largest house. A house that's probably worth $1 billion. I mean, Maria, this is the entire Florida real estate community is laughing at this. The entire real estate community in general is petrified of New York. You know how much business New York State is losing because of this? Because they see this radical, and you even have the governor, Kathy Hochul, comes out and says, right, you know, we're going to do this to Trump, but we're not going to do it to any of you. Don't worry about it. We'll do it to him, but we won't do it to any of you. Mm-hmm. Maria, they're trying to deprive him of his cash. They want to bankrupt him. They want to hurt him so badly, and it's going to backfire because he's going to win this in November, and everybody in this country universally knows exactly what these people are doing.
Eric Trump, the head of the Trump empire that has to come up with $464 million by close of business today, whether that is indeed true or whether it's going to take weeks to padlock the doors on places like Trump Tower, don't really know. But I will tell you this, it's horrifying to think of one individual being the victim of all of this. I want you to hear, only because she has become almost a pariah in some parts of the Republican Party. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this is cut three, by the way, guys, because she was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday, and I got up to see this just to see what she was going to have to say, and it was fascinating. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday on Fox.
Well, we know that you are holding on to the majority by a hair, and here you are raising now perhaps a wrecking ball. People are attacking you for this within your own party. Can you explain this move?
Yes, absolutely, Maria. Just as you heard Eric Trump talk about his father, Donald Trump, who will never back down from the attacks from Democrats, Republican voters all over the country expect the exact same thing from Republicans in the House of Representatives, where we hold on to a razor-thin majority. But yet this week, Speaker Johnson, who has barely been a speaker for 6 months, led us to a complete catastrophe. He passed a giant omnibus bill, the second part of it, this week on Friday, after breaking the 72-hour rule, only giving Republicans a day to read 1,012 pages and not allowing us to pass amendments to make any changes to this bill, which Chuck Schumer had full of Democrat wish lists and kept the Biden catastrophe border policies going. This comes after the tragic death of Laken Riley. This comes after Americans have been watching on loop the video showing military-aged men, illegal aliens, rushing the Texas border, running over Texas National Guard and Border Patrol. Americans are sick and tired of failure in the House of Representatives. We are barely hanging on to our republic, a nation in debt with over $34 trillion in debt. And we cannot have a Republican Speaker of the House that is willing to do the bidding of Chuck Schumer, handing over the gavel to him and letting him pass the Schumer House bill on the floor and not allowing any of us Republicans to do our jobs.
Well, why is it that you are having such trouble securing the border? Go through some of the things in this bill that relate to border security and the things in this bill that you find are inappropriate.
There's nothing in this bill that secures the border. This bill that Johnson passed does everything to keep the Biden administration's horrible border invasion, the deadly daily invasion going every single day. The House Republicans have passed incredible border security bills like H.R. 2 and the Laken Riley Act. Speaker Johnson's one chance, his one chance to truly secure the border is with the power of the purse, and that's in these funding bills. If Speaker Johnson really wanted to secure the border like he promised all of us he would and promise the American people, that he would have told Chuck Schumer, we will not pass any government funding bills until our border and funding bills have the H.R. 2 in it or the Laken Riley Act or at least some measures within them. But he didn't. He completely failed in that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday with Maria Bartiromo. I'll just tell you, depending on who you talk to in the Republican Party, she's either a hero or a goat. You just can't have it both ways. There are a lot of people that view her as a pariah of the Republican Party. And the thing you have to worry about is it going to give Democrats more fodder that, hey, we are full of chaos and we don't have the ability to govern, that we're just not good management, so to speak. I don't know that that's the case, but that's what the Democrats are going to try and lay out. You're going to see this in TV ad after TV ad after TV ad, and they got tons of money for TV ads. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Wayne Allen Root will join us coming up top of the hour. I'm so excited. The host of Raw and Unfiltered every day, 3 to 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Jennifer Say, who walked away from the head job at Levi Strauss because she was so upset at the COVID response, she's founded her own company now. Awesome story. We'll break it all down with her.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Judgment Day. Judgment Day. This is the day that Donald J. Trump needs to come up with $464 million. He is currently in a New York courtroom. The hush money case, Stormy Daniels and all of that. He's there for a hearing. Got there about an hour ago and is still in the courtroom. So we'll have more on that coming up, because guess who's going to join us? Very excited. Victor Jakes was a guy that really, really and truly, I thought, really nailed it at the end of his interview, talking about what this all means. This is horrible, what's going on. Wayne Allen Root will join us coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll see what he thinks. But Victor Jakes, I thought, I really nailed it at the end of his interview, where he talked in terms of how this is so grossly unfair. How do you fight back? A guy that knows how to fight back is Wayne Allen Root. He'll join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. What do you do?
Is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Schwartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Schwartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City, because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.